The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stattmiller, with you today on this Tuesday, 28 March, 2017. It's almost a quarter of the year gone here. Quarter of 2017, folks. Is it my imagination? Is it somebody hit the fast forward on the VCR of life? At any rate, my get the tea guy is with me. Ronnie, are you there?
I am. How are you doing, John?
I am doing well, sir. How are you doing? Well, I don't have to ask you that. I already know how you're doing.
I'm doing great. Everybody's getting ill, and I'm doing great, you know? What can I say? Life is good.
Yeah, yeah. You know, how come we never put a banner on our site for you?
I didn't know, but I'll let you do that. I'm very excited.
Well, you gotta clear that with Bill.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll clear that with Bill.
Okay. Now, the website, folks, is getthetea.com. And, you know, I've had other people contact me, I've got to tell you, that they have similar formulas to your tea.
Mm-hmm.
And they're telling me, oh, well, it's cheaper than Ronnie's Get the Tea, or it's this or it's that. And, you know, I keep reading the list of their ingredients, and they got stuff that's missing. You know, and I you know, they say that, you know, copying something, mimicking, is the highest form of flattery.
I remember the Air Jordan tennis shoes, and then there was some knockoffs from China that were doing these Air Jordan tennis shoes, and they weren't Air Jordan tennis shoes. They were fall-off-your-feet tennis shoes. So I think the whole, you know, mine's cheaper than Ronnie, probably is, because it's not the same thing. We're number one.
Well, it's certainly, I'll tell you what, I got to be honest with you, Ronnie. I'm always honest with the listeners, and when the Get the Tea stuff came around, I mean, that stuff sat on my desk for a couple of weeks, and then Bill got a little angry with me because, you know, I was supposed to try the tea, and, you know, I wasn't doing that, and I thought, okay, all right, I'll try the tea. To be honest with you, jaded me. I didn't think it was going to work. That's why I thought, okay, let me see. This guy wants to advertise on the network. I'm supposed to try the product. And every day I'd sit there and I'd look at it. It was right on my broadcast desk. I'd sit there and look at it and go, you know. Well, lo and behold, one day I did try Get the Tea. And I'll never not do the tea. Because for a number of reasons. But one of the folks, if you're sedentary more or less, you know, or you do a lot of sitting for your work, you know, yeah, you can go out and exercise, you can go out and do work and do whatever, and, you know, move your blood around a little bit and maybe help process some stuff a little quicker through your system or whatever. But things after years and years of just loading yourself up with toxins, stuff that you shouldn't be eating, stuff that you don't even know that you're eating. And then when you do something to detoxify and it works, and Ronnie, I guess this is the best way to explain this. This is like a mild, gentle laxative that doesn't act like a laxative. It just keeps you regular. And I'll tell you what, I cannot see myself not doing Get the Tea every day. It's become part of my life.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that. I had a talk show host, and he say, you know, the tea makes me regular as a baby bird. I don't know where he got that, but I thought, you know, that's pretty doggone good. So I like that. But and it does. It makes you regular. It makes you good. And, you know, some people say, oh, it makes me go. And it's like, well, that's kind of the idea. You know, it's got to come out, and what comes out is not shouldn't be in your body. So for these people say, well, I don't like going to the bathroom. Like, you better like going to the bathroom or you're going to be sick.
Well, I never really understood that. Of course, Ronnie, when you're younger, you know, it's just a matter of course. You know, you're going a couple of times a day. You never think about it. Well, as you get older and things start to slow down a little bit and you got your system all gunked up with God knows what and things aren't functioning, you know, people through education about nutrition, they start to find out how important it is for your gut, your digestive system and your gut to extract nutrients. People before didn't really think about it. They thought, okay, I eat food, my stomach grinds it up, you know, some things happen, and then I eliminate it. But it's that system, it's your entire digestive system that's in there to extract nutrients out of the food that you eat. And if it's not able to do it with the lessening, let's add this and the wonderful foods that are available to us, less and less nutrients in those foods. And what did people think was going to happen to them?
Well, I think it's interesting. Like, if you look at a bag of Doritos, and many of us have been guilty about this, including myself many years ago. So we eat a bag of Doritos, and we're still hungry after we eat this whole bag of Doritos. And I'm not talking about the little baby bags. I'm talking about the bigger bags. We don't want to admit to this, but we've all done it. So we eat these nacho cheese Doritos. Well, the body says, what did you eat? You ate nothing. You didn't give me anything because it's not registering as a food. Well, now I'm picking on Doritos, but there's many foods like that. So what do you – and there's not been a study done that I know of. I would love to find a study. I bet you because it's not registering as a food, then it's not going to digest as a food, which means what's the chances of that bag of Doritos all ground up staying in your system and poisoning you? I think it's a very strong possibility because if it's not a food, it's not going to move through you like a food. It's going to move through you like a plastic or like something else. So I just think it's important to be eating the right things. And obviously, if you're not, and we all kind of cheat, then you need to be having the tea. And you probably see this already because people that have already listened to your show and they're already trying the tea, they're going, you know, yeah, this works. It's a good thing. So our ratings are high. So it's I get excited because I love to help people. And trust me, this will help you.
Well, and you're putting, and I like this because people actually use their names. You put testimonials up on getthetea.com. One woman, or Michael rather, it's the one right below Michael. And you've heard people have called in to the show going, I tried it, and lo and behold, it works. Michael in La Mirada, California, he says, I've been on the Life Change Tea, Super Strength Tea, for 6 months now. In the 6 months of being on the tea, all of my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up. Why? Because your gut's been cleaned out, detoxified, and it's able to do something with the good stuff that you're putting in there. That's why.
Yep.
My energy levels have gone way up, and constipation problems are no more. I'm very regular from the tea, and I would recommend this tea to anyone. In fact, I've recommended it to some people, and 3 people are on it now. And I support the tea and what you're doing. This tea really changes things. And that's the beauty of this. You know, it's been said, if you make somebody angry, you sell them a bad product, man, they'll badmouth you to 20 or 30 people.
But yep.
Somebody comes across something that works, you know, they may not be jumping up and down exuberant about it, but they'll tell some friends or some family members. And it turns out that that's the best advertising. From somebody that gets good results from it, they're happy to tell somebody else about it.
Well, and what's cool is, you know, we do get that, you know, it's because you can check a box where you heard it, you know, I heard it from John, you know, and that's cool. But sometimes they'll say, I heard it from a friend. And those are always kind of fun because that means that it was a topic of conversation amongst friends. And you kind of go, wow, that's kind of cool that this product is that important to people that they're talking about it on their own time. So it's really cool. The other cool thing that's really neat is, you know, people say you have, you know, 30 or 40 products. You're like a little supplement company. And that's true. What do you suggest? And I always go to the tea, because if I can get you on the tea, number one, that's probably one of the most important things we sell. So if I can get you on the tea, number one, that's going to do you really, really a lot of good. Number two is you're going to actually see it works. So what is that going to tell you about the rest of the company? And that means if you go to get something else in the company, you're going to say, well, the tea worked. So 10 to 1 says that all his other products are going to work the same way. We are a non-GMO, all organic, no filler company. And so you're getting the best of the best. The best thing I can find is the best thing that goes in our pills. And that's the promise.
You know, it's surprising because you actually lose weight. Now, this is not a weight loss product.
No.
But it's indicative as to what happens to your body because it becomes a little bit more fine-tuned. You're clearing out the gunk in your system. You're processing the foods that you eat better. And all of a sudden, you're dropping a few pounds here and there. And that's not testament for something that you put in a product to make people lose weight. That's testament to the fact that it's tuning your body up so they can continue to help burn and assist the burning of the calories that you're taking in.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, yeah, I know about his tea. I know how come it loses weight. You know, he loses weight because he's full of caffeine. It's like those energy drinks. And it's like, nope, we don't have caffeine. And some people will say, well, do you have green tea in your tea? And I'll say, yes. And they'll say, well, if you know anything about green tea, it has caffeinate. It is caffeinated. So here's for those people. The FDA considers anything with 5.92 milligrams per ounce caffeine free. Our tea is considered caffeine free per the FDA as it contains 0.079 mg of caffeine per ounce of tea, which is way below the FDA limits. So it has trace amounts, but there is no caffeine in this tea. It is the herbs that's doing the job, not the caffeine.
Well, and, you know, I was reading on your website, and you're talking about the super tea, how the formula helps support people with problems, not only with digestion, but nausea, constipation. Those are given. That's going to be immediately what you're going to notice that it's going to help you with. But on other levels, you people out there that are trying to quit smoking, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but the nicotine and the tars, 7 days after you take that last drag, those elements are out of your system. And from there on, it's just reflexive habit.
But, absolutely.
But people have got to understand, you got to get that stuff out of your system because it's still in there doing its little, I've got you hooked thing. So if if you're out there and you're in the middle of quitting smoking or you thought about it, this will help accelerate and clean out the nicotine. And even if you're in an environment with secondhand smoke, it cleans it out of you, folks. Keeps your liver, your lungs, your colon healthy. Detoxifies chemicals caused by parasites, bacteria. Ugh, I didn't even want to think about that. Ugh. And toxins from your entire digestive system. And you have that weight loss can be a side effect.
And it is a side effect, you know, because most people, they it's going to get rid of all my fat. No, it's going to get rid of all the sludge in your colon. And you may say, oh, well, I don't have any. And quite honestly, you probably do. If you're anything like 10 to 15 pounds overweight, you probably have some stuff in your colon. Now, a colonoscopy can be very uncomfortable. And for me, I don't like them. They're not my thing.
Not for the people in San Francisco.
Yeah. So, but boom. So, you know, my thoughts are I'd rather drink the tea and not do colonoscopies and be safe than to have a colonoscopy all the time and, you know, oh, come back and you're. It's almost like I feel like this, John. It's almost like the healthcare system is treating me like a truck, which means come back for your service. And then it's like, well, I don't have anything. Yeah, but you never know. In 5 years, you could blow up. So we need to check this, this, and this. And it's like, Do you get paid for that? Yes. Well, residual income, anything like that? I don't know.
Well, I was talking with an advertiser that we have, and he had just recently gone into the hospital to have an operation done. I think they took out 2 or 3 feet of his colon because of polyps and everything else. And once he's done healing up here a little bit and everything kind of gets back to normal, this guy's going to be on Get the Tea. This is a big problem, a very big problem. And polyps, and this is the stuff that it just, there's stuff that collects in there and gets impacted. And this is one of the main reasons why people are getting colon cancers and whatever else. And this stuff isn't pretty. And if it goes undetected, it could literally cost you your life. So yeah. And to keep things flowing free here, folks, I mean, it's just common sense. Just absolute common sense. Keep everything. Because as you get older, things slow down a little bit. They don't process as well. You can gunk yourself up. Get the Tea is a very simple, and another reason I was hesitant, Ronnie, and I'll be honest with you, as I am with every advertiser that has ever come on this network or come on this program for a plug every now and then, I don't take on products that don't work. I don't take on products that, to me personally, are nasty tasting. And that was one of the reasons why your little package sat here for 2 weeks. I thought, oh my God, you know, what else do I got to drink? And I don't want to prove to myself that I don't like the taste of this stuff. Never worry, folks. Don't worry. This stuff is great. You can barely taste it. Some people mix it with other teas, you know, but all you got to do, folks, is drink 16 ounces of stuff, 2 8-ounce servings. And I refrigerate mine, but I let it get at room temperature, and I like to do it all in one shot. But there's no aftertaste. There's no blah, castor oil memory of when you were a child going, why is my mother torturing me? No, this is very simple to do. It doesn't taste bad. It works. Get the Tea. I can't say it any other way.
That's the way I see it. Yeah. I think we're head to head on that one. That's definitely the way I see it as well. I drink it every day. You know, people say, oh, well, you're the owner of the company. Yeah, I am. But you know what? I take my products and I drink it, because if I don't use my own products, what does that say? It says a lot. So for me, my colon's good. So, you know, the Tea has been, I've been on it for 10 years. So very excited about it.
Have you ever gotten any indication from a doctor, gone in for exam or a health checkup, and had a doctor comment on your system and how it's functioning?
Well, actually, my system was broke down 10 years ago, and so this has been I've had a fight for a lot of issues because, unfortunately, and I'll share this, it's, you know, a little private, but not that private. I was a Coca-Cola drinker. I drank sodas, you know, and I wasn't just, you know, one a day, which is really bad. I was like six a day, and the big gulps and the 32 ounces, the 64 ounces, and then they came out with the 128 ounces, and, you know, pretty soon you're drinking all this stuff. And, you know, at the time it's like, yeah, it tastes good and everything's fine, but I never knew the damage. And it's not just, you know, I was a Coca-Cola fan, but it's all soft drinks. So I really jacked myself up without knowing that I was jacking myself up. I was just like, oh, this is good, yay. And it cost me a lot. So going back to health, my health now, okay, 10 years later and going through a lot of things, and I've been really, really heavy duty on my system for about 3 years. I've really paid attention and been doing a lot of formulating, a lot of studying, a lot of everything else. And yes, I'm getting out of the woods, and that is a wonderful thing. You can do it. But a lot of people, I just tell you straight up, because that's who I am as a straight up person. If it took you 30 or 40 years to jack yourself up, you're not going to get well in a week.
Yeah.
It's not going to take place.
Yeah. All righty. 928-308-0408. Just go to the website, getthetea.com. Email is at the top, hiddenhealth777@gmail.com. And Ronnie, thank you for your product. Thank you for all of what you're doing. And check with our buddy over there, and let's see about a banner.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, John.
Okay, Ronnie. Thanks a bunch. I appreciate it.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
About a week or so ago, I did a program and I was talking about Michigan Ypsilanti transmission plants, GM, so on and so forth. And a woman was nice enough to send me an email, and I acknowledged it on air. And she sent me another one. And I'm going to take the time to read this because you are not alone out there, folks. You are seeing, we're all seeing stuff that's going on. But very rarely do people bring it up, especially people in positions to do something about it, not being the politicians that screw things up in the first place. Of course, they're all well-meaning. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to have Obamacare 2.0. You know, and I suggested that, you know, rather than set up Obamacare, you only got 24 million people that don't have health insurance. Why don't you run them through another government-run medical service, VA? If you're so proud of what you're going to be able to do with national or socialized medicine, yeah. Another shining example of how well-run government, how well they do things. And Joanne, thank you for this. She says, John, as the first generation USA citizen, I have some fairly strong feelings on this topic. And my paternal grandparents immigrated from Ireland to the USA in the early 1930s with two young children, just in time for the Great Depression. Well,
Nobody on the planet really got out of that one. They followed the rules and would never have considered public assistance because they were too proud and came to the U.S. for opportunities to work rather than handouts. My grandparents, father and uncles became citizens, and all the younger males in the family volunteered to serve in the U.S. Army during World War II. In one generation, the offspring earned college degrees or were trained in skilled trades, and all were gainfully employed. Both of my parents grew up in Detroit, so I have a first-hand account of what a wonderful city Detroit was many years ago. Emphasis here on was. My grandfather died at 52 years of age, and she writes that my father contributed this to his stress over employment that was difficult to obtain at times. When they immigrated to Detroit, and I'm assuming this is just recently, it's kind of out of the flow here, but I'm assuming that that happened just recently. When they immigrated to Detroit, Michigan, most of my family found employment with the auto industry, either as draftsmen, skilled trades, or parts and auto sales. After high school, my mother, she was a descendant of the French Canadians, worked for Hudson Motors as a secretary. My father worked in the skilled trades and retired with a nice pension and benefits. I observed the decline of the industry in Detroit. It saddened me that once productive and a booming city should meet its demise as a result of the loss of jobs and poor management. I grew up in Northeast Detroit in the 50s and 60s. I now realize how fortunate I was to grow up at a time when neighborhoods, and I can't believe I'm saying this, yes, the neighborhoods in Detroit, folks, were once upon a time safe neighborhoods. And people appreciated their country, freedoms, and respected the rights and property of others. Of course, the racial riots in Detroit cannot be overlooked in the causes of the racial unrest. Porter Stansberry, in his book America 2020, provides insight in Chapter 2, USA, the Next Detroit, and Chapter 3, It Can Always Get Worse. Detroit fell victim not only to a declining economy, but social engineering that harmed rather than helped the situation and corrupt politicians. And I remember when I first went up to Michigan, you know, Coleman Young was always on the television. And, you know, I was trying to find reasons to like this guy, and I never could. And then as years went by, I realized how just absolutely corrupt this old son of a bugger was. Detroit's mayor, Kavanaugh, expanded the role of a government in Detroit, taking advantage of President Lyndon Johnson's Model City Program. Now, there's a term I haven't heard used in years. Model City Program, the first great experiment of centralized urban planning. More than $400 million was spent trying to turn inner cities into shining new monuments to government spending. The program was a disaster for Detroit, but it did accomplish its real goal, the creation of a state-supported Democrat political power base. The program resulted in much higher taxes, which was an easy pitch to the poor who didn't have to pay them in the first place. Sound familiar? A little bit more on this, because these are actual people witnessing actual events in the country, and actually our politicians will not find the reasons and look at the reasons why their wonderful little programs fail, own up to it, and do away with them.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Oh, a little shocker at the end of that movie, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I can remember. I actually went to a theater to see that movie at the end of the movie. You know, the screen goes blank and people are figuring, okay, the credits are going to pop up and everybody starts leaving their seat. Well, the star of the movie, Matthew Broderick, all of a sudden you hear this voice and you look back up at the screen and he's standing there going, it's over. What are you still doing here? It's over. Go home. I never forgot that. At any rate, back to Joanne's email to me. Ah, and here's the magnificent Mayor Coleman Young she mentioned. She said, then there was Coleman Young, a very corrupt individual that further stripped the city of its resources and contributed to its crime levels, including illegal drugs and prostitution.
After I graduated from high school in 1970, I worked for the National Bank of Detroit as a new account representative in a state securities purchase slash redemption, then for a law firm with an office in the Penobscot building, built in the 1920s, she adds, Art Deco architecture. I remember the Penobscot building. At the time, Detroit still had some wonderful restaurants and shops downtown. I attended college part-time and paid my own cost. I eventually earned a BS, BA, and an MBA, working full-time and going to school part-time. It wasn't fun, but I managed it without receiving special treatment or handouts. Jason Riley, in his book, Please Stop Helping Us, explains how affirmative action has actually hurt more than it helped minorities. She goes on to say, I can relate to your commentary on General Motors, the auto industry, and other aspects of the Motor City on a very real level. Not to bore you with all the details, this is just an account of how immigrants from previous decades were more about working hard and contributing rather than exploiting their host country. What I see happening now appears to me as more of an invasion than immigration. The arrogance and outright lawlessness is very disturbing. I fear for the future of this country and its legal law-abiding citizens, in particular my nieces and nephews, that will inherit this mess. Politicians are selling out the country, and it's the people, to the point that vast expanses of real estate that belongs to the people is being used as collateral for debt that has accumulated and accelerated under recent administrations. Purchases of property by foreign investors is also alarming as their influence on our politicians. Your effort to educate and inform have not gone unnoticed, and it's appreciated by your listeners. Best regards, Joanne. Thank you very much for that email. It's the country, and I'm tired of when I talk about this country, we're talking about what we remember of the past that once was. And I don't, evidently this hasn't shocked enough people to their senses. Well, we got a taste of it. I will say we had a taste of it. It could have been Donald Trump or Bozo the Clown that was the billionaire, was a real estate magnate. He could have got up and said the right things and people would have elected him. Why? This was a populist movement. This was one of utter disgust with status quo, Democrat, Republican. Oh, well, you know, people are saying, oh, let's create a new party in the, you know, where are those new, Gary Johnson, really, for the Libertarian, that's the best the Libertarians could do? Really? We want a third party? Hell, I'd settle for one party. I don't care. Be a Democrat or Republican, I'll take your pick. As long as their rule book was the Constitution. Wouldn't care. Same with Supreme Court justices. If you can read, and just about everybody can read the Constitution, I don't care what your politics are. You got a job to do, and you got to do it, what, on a constitutional basis. Keep your snowflake opinions and, you know, whatever out of the mix. It's getting really bad. California, oh gosh, I don't even know. Remember the days we used to think of California as being the place where they grew nice citrus and great grapes and things of that nature? Sunny California? Ah, yeah, they had a little place out there they called Hollywood, made movies. Known for glitz and glamour and good grapes, I guess. Not anymore. Somehow I'm sure this ties into white privilege. It's only fair that the white student population remain below 30% threshold. In fact, it should be probably much lower than that. Don't worry, I'm just warming up here. Another great idea from politicians. Because of conditions imposed by the court system in the 1970s, dealing with desegregation, schools with white student populations comprising more than 30% of the total student body faced budget cuts, which led to teacher layoffs and bigger classes. More specifically, there is a financial incentive for schools to keep the white people down below that threshold. Apparently, Walter Reed Middle School in Los Angeles has been over that 30% threshold for a couple of years, and now they're telling parents that they're going to be suffering some of those consequences. According to KABC, they reported that outrage has grown at Walter Reed Middle School in North Hollywood as the school faces layoffs and increased class size due to a law limiting funds for schools with a higher white student body. The Los Angeles Unified School District provides more funding for schools where the white population is below 30%. I'm sure that was just an accident. In a letter to parents, the district noted the highly regarded middle school had been above the percentage for the past couple of years. Now, the racial formula was a condition imposed by the court decision dealing with desegregation in the 1970s. Parents, however, remain frustrated with what the cuts might mean for their children. When your class sizes are getting larger and you're taking resources away from students, I mean, parents, you do not want your kid to go out, if you do want your kid, rather, to go out and go to college. In an attempt to lessen the budget cuts, the district changed the school's spending formula to one based on the number of their students. This woman continues by saying, thankfully, we're going to keep our librarian. We're going to keep our nurse, but we may lose a few teachers, but not as many as we once thought, said Sheila Edmiston, one student's parent. Several jobs will be lost and class sizes could grow for many parents. The race-based decision of too many white students has made the cuts more difficult to swallow. People are understandably outraged that their kids' school is facing cuts all because there are too many white kids. And every student feels the consequences, not just the white students. I'm sure this move and this policy will do wonders for race relations at the school. You don't bet on it. Particularly between whites and Hispanics, which makes up the greatest ethnic group at the school. Wait a minute, they're 30% or less. So that means there's got to be 70%. Oh, I get it. So 70% of the Hispanics are going to the school are going to make the white kids feel better because they're now the minority. I see. Oh, I get it. Okay. Oh, double plus good. I think what they're trying to do is make sure whites aren't disproportionately represented at the school compared to the surrounding area. In North Hollywood, I'm talking North Hollywood here, folks. Whites comprise about 27% of the population. Latinos comprise about 57%. I wonder at what point will California start imposing restrictions on residents themselves. What if North Hollywood or Los Angeles has too many whites? Will there be an incentive for cities to keep their white populations down? Whites are the minority group in North Hollywood. Latinos are the majority. And ironically, the school is cutting funding because the minority population is getting too high. 27%? Not good. Gotta cut you. The lament. California is considering calling itself a sanctuary state in violation of federal law and statute on the subject of illegal aliens. Now, I was thinking about this today. You know, I find myself a little giddy when I see the Immigration and Naturalization Service rounding up groups of illegals doing illegal things. A couple of days ago, I had posted that one group, I think they were out in, was it Nevada, Mike? They were running the cockfighting stuff. Well, they were all illegals. The INS showed up, arrested all of them, and let the chickens go free. But I thought to myself, you know, isn't this ironic? I'm now rooting for the federal government to go out and do their job. I'm thinking, you know, from a government that can't get anything right, gets everything wrong, has put this country in major proportional danger of collapse by way of their funny money system and their insistence on keep using it. By the way, next hour I'll get into the story about they actually in the House, U.S. House of Representatives, did pass a law to, or did It did pass, the bill did pass out of the House, let me correct that, to audit the Fed.
Now, I can already tell you what the Fed's going to do with this. Hey, we're a private corporation. The government doesn't have any business auditing us. I already know that's coming. But what they're really afraid of is showing to the American people through this audit exactly what the Federal Reserve, in its magnificent malevolence, has done to this country by way of credit and fractionalized reserve banking as well. At any rate. So California wants to consider itself to be a sanctuary state. And Mr. Sessions, the Attorney General of the United States, says, hey, look, you know, we're going to start cutting off your state funding. You know, you're wagging the finger at us out there in California. And we know your budget is upside down. And one of the major reasons for that is you got too many damned illegals in there, siphoning off the taxpayers at the rest of the people in California. Now, I'm not saying that all these illegals in California are not working. They are. A good majority of them are. But think about this. Think about it. If you got an illegal filling a spot, and you know they're not going to demand much, they're not going to go out there and try to unionize you. They're just damned happy to be here and to have some source of income, most of which, who knows, it might even send it back to Mexico, to the family. You know, good for them. Nice human interest story. But remember this, that for every illegal that's taking a job, that labor market could be supporting a citizen. Something funny about this thing about, you know, illegals working here, you know, they don't have a whole lot of latitude and room to complain, so they just basically keep their heads down and labor hard, and you know, all that's wonderful. You know, they can do that in their own respective countries. But just think in this regard. You start screwing around with the labor market. At one time, people were paid wages, and there was a little formula. In other words, if you wanted good labor, you had to give them a decent wage in order to keep them. That thing has just been blown right out of the water, hasn't it? I suppose I shouldn't say it, but there is a real reason why you find 15 or 20 people living in a house. You know, they all go out there and do their little labor thing, but they're all out there in the labor market when they shouldn't even be in this country. And I'm sure I don't have to remind you, but I will. Remember when NAFTA was signed into law and all the companies, hey, you know, this is going to be great for the U.S. and great for Mexico? No, we knew what this was going to do, and we were complaining very loudly about it. And it's rather fascinating to sit back and watch this process play out. And then states going, well, you know, we're tight on money, but you know what? We're going to continue the madness. We're going to continue the insanity. I don't know. What are we going to do with these people? You know, you got this de Blasio corkhead up there in New York City. He's declared New York City a safe haven for illegals. I don't know exactly how many illegals are in New York City, but have you been to New York City lately? My God, it doesn't look like you're in America. I can tell you that much. As a matter of fact, it used to be predominantly white. Now it's predominantly foreign, and you see a few white people's sprinkled in there. The dynamics are changing, and forcefully and not rightfully so. So, you know, they keep belly aching and keep hollering. Most of your debt, you've got debt out in California? Well, congratulations. You're getting ready. And I never thought I'd hear myself rooting for the federal government on any issue. But keep rounding up those illegals. Keep sending them home. The incursions into this country have already dropped by 40% in the last month. Something is working here. And finally, the federal government, the Immigration and Naturalization Service, and ICE has stepped up and said, hey, you know what? We're going to start rounding you up and we're going to start deporting you, exporting you right out of this country. And it's having its desired effect. Now you're going to hear the wailing stories here about, you know, families and Yeah. You know, what about the children of the illegals? Well, take them back home with you. Take them back home. Go home. Do something in your own country. You know, we buy a lot of happiness for governments around the world with how much money we shovel into their coffers. You know, a billion here, a couple of billion there. We call it foreign aid. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, there's people in this country that need aid. But they're the ones that I know are not looking for handouts. They're not looking to get on some government program. They're telling me, just dump the funny money system, let's restructure the economy, and let's get on with this. I'm wasting daylight here. My life is burning up before my very eyes, and I'm not accomplishing crap. You know, and enough people have had enough. Politically, hey, they did the thing voting for Donald Trump. That was a good move. You displayed your piss-osity level with the politicians. But this time around, let's get really serious about this. How about we just get back our country and get rid of these clowns?
Not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Extendivite. A seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge, to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free, at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo.
The illegal aliens in this country, they just want to come here to work. They're all law-abiding citizens. Really? Well, don't tell that to Robin Shellhammer, Barbara Shellhammer,
and their daughter, Whitney Meineke, they're all dead. Bond was set in the Oregon Municipal Court this afternoon for a North Carolina man who has been charged with a crash that killed three family members and hurt three others in Jerusalem Township. That's actually in Ohio. Alejandro Ramirez Jaramillo, 26, of Asheboro, North Carolina, was charged with three counts of aggravated vehicular homicide, all second-degree felonies, following a crash on North Cosino Road. He was arrested Sunday and remains incarcerated at the Lucas County Jail. He's being held on immigration detainer from the U.S. Border Patrol. And he got an arraignment today. Judge Jeffrey Keller ordered bond at $100,000 for each of the three counts of aggravated vehicular homicide. And guess what? No 10%. No, can't have 10%. An interpreter was present in court as Ramirez Jaramillo does not speak English. And as I said, Robin Shellhammer, Barbara Shellhammer, both of Oregon, and their daughter Whitney Meineke died at the scene of the crash. By the way, the Ohio State Patrol said alcohol was a factor in the crash. And this is the second fatal crash in the past week in Jerusalem Township. Three men died on the scene of a single car crash on March 19th, and guess who those people were? You guessed it, illegals. Mm-hmm. No, there's no problem here. No. Badges? We don't need no stinking badges. I've seen the videos of drunk Mexicans, man, going the wrong way on our interstates, on our freeways in our cities. And some of it does not turn out well. People die. Now, they would like you to believe that all this is misogynistic and racist and just hateful. You know, I will go to my grave with these people that are pampering and propagating this stuff. You are wrong. You know, you little emotional snowflakers out there. Stop it. People are dying in this country. And it doesn't matter how many drug dealers or how many murders and how many rapes and how many criminals find their way into this country. We're now starting to do thank God, detain them and deport them. ICE is finally allowed to do their job. Now, they're reconsidering that position in California. They've reconsidered it all right. And they're not going to go along with the Fed. They're not going to be turning over their illegals. California used to be a nice place to visit, folks. But you wouldn't want to live there now. You would not want to live there now. And it's other than Mexicans, too. It ain't just the Mexicans. We got Guatemalans, we got Hondurans, we got even Somalis that have come up through Mexico. How in the hell they get into Mexico in the first place to find their way here is another question. Hour two of the National Intel Report coming up.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction?
A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.